random fic idea. Batman and the Legion of Superheroes crossover kind of sort of thing. Jason Todd-centric. Don't think there's going to be a pairing for this one. No idea where it's going to go, so we'll see. So, Jason Todd. He is getting beaten up by the Joker, and all that terribleness is happening. And then Joker, like, shrugs and says, hey, I'm gonna go and blow up the building and yada, 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 leaves. And we've got that, like, 5-minute window when Jason hasn't quite passed out, the bomb hasn't quite exploded, but Batman hasn't arrived because the bomb hasn't exploded. Jason probably pulled from Red Hood, the movie, where he goes and he tries to get out, even though he's got, like, multiple broken bones and punctured organs and can only move because of sheer force of will and the training that Batman has pounded into his skull, sort of. And realizes he can't get out, realizes the bomb is about to go off, and then the world whooshes. Like, whoosh. Like, red and yellow everywhere, and then the universe turns inside out, and he tries to throw up because his inner ear is going crazy, but he's also got damaged organs and broken ribs, and so throwing up really isn't something that his body can do right now. And he sort of almost passes out. And then there's, like, a change of color, and his, he can sort of see, but only blurry shapes. And then there's more yellow whooshing, and, like, okay, he's dealt with speedsters before, and, like, he's dealt with Superman before. Did someone call in the Justice League? But wait, Flash wears a red suit, Superman wears red and blue. Why yellow? And he's too out of it to go even, like, to think about the Reverse Flash or anything like that. He is just like, ah. And then he's dumped into a pod that is basically full of carbonated goop. And he has this vague thought of, well, this stuff would probably short-circuit all of my gadgets if Joker hadn't taken away my belt and all of my gadgets. And there's voices talking in the distance, but he's starting to feel a little bit better. So he just kind of stays still. And there's an argument in the background. And the argument is, in my head, it's Impulse talking to, could be Brainiac 5, could be a couple of the others. Someone, probably not Brainiac 5 now that I'm thinking about it. Someone who is calm and rational, but also willing to get into a semantic argument with Impulse. Brainiac 5 probably would be willing to get into a semantic argument with Impulse. The Impulse, in his timeline, he grows up in the future, in his virtual reality, and then comes back to the present, right? So this is, he woke up, he's still a young teen, and he's in the future, and he hasn't come back to the present yet. And he's gotten into a semantic argument with another member of the Legion of Superheroes about something absolutely pedantic. Like, was Batman actually a member of the Justice League? Or how many rogues are actually considered rogues for in Gotham? Or, like, does Calendar Man count as a rogue? Or, like, does Firefly count as a Batman rogue or a somebody else rogue? Some ridiculous little thing that, because they're so far in the future, they just don't have records about it. And because everybody in the Legion is, like, really likes our time period, they're arguing about it like a couple of fans. And so Impulse, because he's Impulse, decided to steal one of the time bubbles, because he's not fast enough to run back in time yet. Go back. He randomly finds a point where one of the rogues, and I think he did choose to grab Robin, but he didn't do much research beyond that. Like, oh yeah, Robin would know, and immediately went like, okay, when is Robin? Give me a time when Robin is alone. Oh, which Robin? I don't care. A Robin after this time period. A Robin that, you know, would know this stuff. There. Jumped in. Happened to save Jason's life because Impulse. Brought him back, realized halfway through that, oh, this Robin is injured. I'm gonna throw him in a healing pod. And then went back to his argument like nothing happened because Impulse. And Jason, in the background, has had all of this happen to him in a matter of like 30 seconds. And is miraculously starting to feel better because future science is fixing his body at a weirdly fast rate. And also, healing really fast has made his brain go a little bit wonky because also there's concussion side effects. Because, yeah, he definitely has head trauma from the Joker. And whoever Impulse is arguing with, like, sidetracks Impulse into leaving and just kind of, Robin just kind of sits there in the pod for a while. And I'm gonna say maybe like 20 minutes, maybe less, because future science, who knows? And there's no one in the med bay because they're between missions right now. And everything is run by computer, and Brainiac 5 is off doing other stuff, and why would he need to be in the med bay? There's nobody injured at the moment. And so Jason, still in the tattered remains of his Robin uniform, like, eventually is like, okay, I can move everything now. All my cuts have fixed themselves. Also, that thing on the wall behind me kind of dinged and turned green, and I have no idea if that's a good thing, but I'm kind of assuming it's a good thing, and you know what? I'm feeling good. I'm just gonna get out of the pod. And so he's not supposed to get out of the pod. He might do a little lockpicking to get out of the pod. He might smash some glass. Don't know. Don't care. He gets out of the pod. He proceeds to Robin his way around the Legion of Superheroes HQ because he doesn't know when and where he is, and he's been taught to not let anybody see him. So he finds, like, a room with a shower, and he showers, and yay, the goop is gone. But also, he's in the tattered remains of his uniform. He needs to like, change his uniform. So he finds a locker room or something. And of course, this is future locker room. So it's really just, like, there aren't lockers with people's uniforms. It's something futuristic. He manages to find the equivalent of a sweatshirt, is what I'm getting at. He pulls on a, like, Legion of Superheroes sweatshirt. He's got a mask on. The little standard domino mask. Everyone here is wearing masks. There are, like, 100 Legionnaires just wandering around the HQ, waiting for their next assignment, just hanging out. And between the fact that, other than, like, the big names, not everybody knows everybody else, and the fact that they get new Legionnaires all the time, and, like, he looks like he belongs, and he's Robin, so when he looks like he wouldn't, like, he knows how to blend in, and he knows how to hide in places where he wouldn't blend in. So he goes out and starts mapping out the Legion of Superheroes HQ. And we jump back to Impulse, who has finally remembered, or more likely, someone caught on to the fact that he stole a time bubble and was like, "Impulse, what did you do?" And so he's like, "Yeah, I went and I grabbed a Robin because I was having this argument and I put him, he was hurt, so I put him in a pod and, oh, he's not in the pod anymore. Is that a problem? Nah, don't worry, I'm sure he's around here somewhere." Robin, meanwhile. So, like, the word goes out between a couple of the big names. Saturn Girl, Brainiac 5, whoever else is on the team at the moment. The core higher-ups are alerted to the fact that Robin is somewhere in this time period. And that they need to, like, fix it. But also, like, they don't want to tell the rest of the Legion because they don't want, like, word to get out, because this is really against regulations. This is really against the rules. Impulse! And Robin, like, he's mapped out half of the Legion so far. He's figured out he's in the future because it's kind of obvious. He spent about 5 minutes going through the, like, history museum of the Justice League and rolled his eyes at a good portion of it, going, "Okay, that's inaccurate. That's inaccurate. That is a blatant exaggeration. I don't think Hot Girl's wings looked like that." No, they definitely don't look like that. And then he found the cafeteria. And, you know, like, goes, gets food, because why not? It's a good place to, like, hang out and gather information. And about that point, people are looking for him. But something else happens. An alarm goes off. It's a, "Oh, yeah, we've got an emergency." And it's a big enough emergency that they need, like, a whole squad. And it, is it close by? It might be close by, too. Because if it was close by, then, like, the alarm goes off and it's like, "Hey, anybody who's available, the insert bad guy's name here are wrecking downtown. Who wants to deal with it?" And so in the chaos, I mean, Robin might go and help, but he doesn't have a ring yet. Somehow he has to get a ring. Did he get a ring when he was in the locker room? No, because they are, like, biometric. Only the right person can
can use them. So he can't fly.
So I've been thinking about this fic idea, and I kind of left it, like, on the end, like, open-ended, because I didn't know what was going to happen next, and my brain has come up with a thing. So, last time, Jason was quietly inhabiting the Legion of Superheroes base, and a thing had been happening outside, and a bunch of heroes had gotten outside to go and fix the thing. And it turns out Jason or Robin, Jason as Robin, does not go with them. So he either makes an excuse like, oh yeah, just let me go get my ring. Or he does the Batman thing of disappearing in the chaos. Either way, he just, like, makes himself scarce because he knows that in such a big situation, there's going to be a lot of coordination, there's going to be a lot of, like, a lot of things happening, and none of these people know how to work with him, and he doesn't know how to work with them. And so it would be obvious that he doesn't belong. So he pulls a Batman, pulls a Robin, I mean, and vanishes into the shadows when everybody is running out the door. And then he's just like, cool, I don't have to worry about this. There's like 30 heroes on their way to stop this thing. Cool. I'm just gonna hang out. And he hangs out for a while. Unfortunately, the bad guy outside was a trap or a trick or something. And somebody else, I don't know who, because honestly, I'm not up on all the Legion of Superheroes villains, but somebody else, somebody who is probably targeting Brainiac 5 or is at least on his intelligence level, has hacked into the Legion HQ mainframe and puts it on lockdown. So suddenly we have all the Legionnaires outside of their base, mostly, and then lockdown on the base so that none of them can get in, because all the defenses are pointing outward, because the presumption is that somebody is trying to attack Legion HQ. The people inside, possibly Impulse? Don't know. Probably, let's see, no, Brainy can't be inside, because then he would just be able to turn off the override, unless he's locked into a specific room or a place inside the building. Because it's not just that nobody can get into the building. It's that everybody in the building is trapped in the room that they're in. So maybe Brainy and Impulse are trapped in the medical wing because, like, they were looking for Jason or something. And I need to figure out what, like, I know that there's a Legionnaire who can go through things, and I can't remember what her superhero name is at the moment, but I need to figure out where she is, because this whole scenario goes out the window if she's there, because she can just phase through everything. So we're gonna say that she's not on planet right now. Anyway, back to Jason. He's, like, just strolling down the hallway, just, like, hands in his pockets, whistling, just doing absolutely casual. I'm nobody. I'm just here because don't pay any attention to me. And the lockdown goes into place. And he, because he's in a hallway, has a little bit more room to move. And he manages to, like, make a split second decision of, is he going to go and dive, like, I don't know, back into the cafeteria or into the room next, or is he going to, like, go forward? And he makes this split second decision, ends up in somewhere, and from there he, like, figures out what's going on, because even though lockdown is in place, they have to have some means of communication. Only maybe it's, like, only within the building. And, oh, no, it's Triplicate Girl. It's got to be Triplicate Girl. Okay, so Triplicate Girl is in one of the rooms, and her three bodies are in different parts of the, different parts of the HQ. And so, because I don't know if this is how her powers actually work, but it's, I'm going to say it's how her powers work, that whatever one of her knows, all of her know. So she's acting as a human telephone between, like, Brainiac's group and Saturn Girl's group, and then one of them is stuck in the, in this hallway with Robin, and only he's, maybe he's hiding or something, like, maybe Robin overhears her talking to another group, and is like, oh, so that's what's going on, because, like, the only person, I don't want Brainy to know where he is quite yet. So I'm going to say Robin is in the vents, and Robin recognizes that, like, okay, I'm overhearing Saturn Girl talking to Triplicate Girl, who is figuring this whole thing out. And they're trying to get everybody off lockdown. And the key to do this is, like, oh, yeah, we have to reboot the whole system. Only they can't get out of their rooms. And Robin, who is conveniently there and conveniently has, like, zero presence in the security system, can kind of jury-rig his way through. And because this is Jason and not Tim, he doesn't do it in a, I'm super smart, I'm going to hack this kind of way. He does this in a, I'm going to take it apart kind of way. So basically, at some point, he has picked up the futuristic equivalent of a multi-tool, and he just starts going to town on everything. Anything that has a screw is now unscrewed. Anything that has a bolt is now unbolted. Anything that, like, has a magnet clamp is now unmagnet-clamped. Magnet clamped, whatever. And in the middle of this, like, he's gone through, he's, like, made a trail of havoc through all of this, and he runs into someone else who is trying to do the exact same thing, but is doing it in a different way. He runs into Shrinking Violet. And Shrinking Violet, like, realizes there's somebody here, and they're headed for the mainframe. And she pops out of nowhere because she was tiny, and then suddenly she's not. And Robin's like, ah, fighting mode, activate. And so they have a brief scuffle until, I don't know, maybe the third Triplicate Girl was following Shrinking Violet, and she's like, ah, and somehow they work it out. Somehow they realize that, oh, this is Robin. He's not a bad guy, but he's also not supposed to be here. And also, like, how? How did you do the thing? And he's just like, I'm Robin. What do you expect? And so they managed to reboot the system, and they managed to do all of the things. And in the meantime, they, you know, Robin helps save the day. Jason helps save the day. And afterwards, they sit down, and they have this conversation because Jason by now has picked up enough of the facts to know that, well, first, he's in the future, and second, he's like not supposed to be there, and third, there's a break in his timeline. And the only thing that the Legion know about his timeline is, like, 3 years later, he is this many years old. Which doesn't match up with his current timeline. And they know that he spent this much time, well, he spent, like, at least 6 months with the League of Assassins. And so they're like, okay, we don't know what the rest of this time was. And he's like, cool. I'm staying here. You can send me back to whenever, right? I mean, that's part of... this is time travel. Batman has contingencies. I understand the rules of time travel. Or at least, I think I do. For this kind of time travel. You need me. I'm staying here. I just saved your ass, so you can't say no. Cue Jason spending exactly 2 years, or exactly the amount of time he would need for their records to match up with what is supposed to happen, they think? And then he gets dropped off basically in the on the front lawn of the League of Assassins. And he has to pretend, like, okay, no, okay, backtrack. Before he gets to the League of Assassins, he, okay, this could go a couple of ways. He either, like, takes his Legion ring and buries it, like, in his own coffin kind of deal, because he needs it back later, but he can't have it now. Or he, Superman comes from the past, and they're not synced up. This is like Superboy Superman. So Superman, Superboy, Clark Kent, from 10 years in Jason's past, shows up and is hanging out with the Legion, and they're like, oh yeah, this is Robin, he's also from the past. And Robin is like, sup, Supes. Yeah, you work with my dad sometimes. What? I don't know. Like, time travel stuff, it's weird. Also, I'm gonna come to you at some point in the future, like, years from now, for your perspective, but if I ever tell you, like, this secret code word, or if I mention this conversation at all, just like, here, give me back my ring. Cool? Cool. So he's got safeguards, and then they go drop him off in the Legion of Superheroes. And maybe Saturn Girl, like, put some memory blockers in his brain, or at least made everything fuzzy, because the League of Assassins has some stuff that, like, and he doesn't want to slip up, so he knows just enough to know, like, what happened, but he can't talk about it. It's fuzzy. We're gonna hand wave the stuff. Telepathy. Don't worry about it. But he does know why he's there, and also, he doesn't have to get thrown in the pit. And he shows up pretending that it's just like, yeah, I showed up here. I'm not, this is not totally intentional. I'm just, this is a pure coincidence. And because they, like, want leverage on Batman, they're going to take him in. But he has to do, like, weird training and stuff anyway. And hey, look, there's Damian. And later on, we're gonna run away with Damian, and then we're gonna find Superman and or dig up my grave, and I get a Legion flight ring, and ha 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 ha, I can fly whenever I want to. And potentially go back to the future whenever he wants to. I don't know. Happily ever after. Also, I'm recording this for the scavenger hunt part of Voice Team because we are lions and tigers, and I am a tiger, and because there are lions and tigers, we also need bears. So I am recording this with my teddy bear.